morning and welcome to Summer League.
Morning.
The flowers this morning are presented to the glory of God and to remember Ann Cohill, who died this time last year. The announcements are in your bulletin, but I just want to remind you that all the chairs of committees and others who file an annual report, the AGM is a bit earlier this year, so we need the reports in by 2 weeks from now, Wednesday, the 21st of January. Next Sunday is Food Sunday, just so that you know.
I thought it was this Sunday.
Well, any food that's brought can be left at the back of the church, and it'll be all collected by next Sunday.
Well, at least I was early for one.
There you go. Sandwich making is continuing also. It's on the 21st of January as well. Everybody's welcome to come to make sandwiches or to package them or whatever. If you let Sinclair know, then she will tell you exactly what time you're supposed to be here. And on the 8th of February, we'll have a Soup Sunday because we're having the lady from Bread and Beyond that will come and speak to us about what they do and how they do it. It should be very interesting. And then on the 15th of February is when the AGM will be. And if you think you're going to be hungry, then bring a sandwich, because we will supply raisin bread, of course, and coffee, but we won't supply sandwiches. And I think Connie has something to say this morning.
Morning.
Since
I mentioned last week about Sheila Hebert, I've been in touch with Richard and the family frequently. So Sheila is doing better. She's still in hospital, but the infections are gone. So that's really cool. And then she's going at the end of this coming week to rehab and will be there for a while. They're not sure how long, just because, you know, it makes you really weak, these viruses. So she's doing much better and, eating on her own, doing really well. So this is good news.